Emergency crews have been preparing for high water in the Okanagan Valley since early in the month. The Okanagan River hasn't even crested yet, but as correspondent Emily Schwing reports, now they're starting to think about what happens when the flood is over.
When flooding happens, it moves slow, it's somewhat predictable, and yet it seems that everyone, including emergency managers, are always planning.
The minute we mobilize, we're demobbing.
That's Maurice Goodall. He directs Okanagan County's Emergency Management Department.
We got to plan for the event, get there and handle it. But the minute we get there, there's somebody always thinking about stopping.
Goodall's already thinking about mosquitoes.
We're going to have water. There's puddles of water everywhere.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water, and they're a public health concern. They can spread West Nile virus and other illnesses. There's also the challenge of cleaning up more than 500,000 sandbags that have been dispersed all over the largest county in Washington state. Oroville Mayor John Neal says he's already got a plan.
We've got a yard where we're getting the sand out of. Our plan is to just have them, if they want to, they can bring them back. We'll have a dumpster there. Just cut the bags open, dump the sand out, throw the bags in the dumpster.
That's not an easy job for residents who don't have a way to transport waterlogged sandbags. Maurice Goodall says there are a few disaster response organizations that have already expressed interest in helping after the floodwaters recede. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.